That's where we part company with the BBC World Service and start another day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. In a moment you'll hear the shipping bulletin and news briefing, and then after our prayer we hear from a group of people who work in the food and farming industry but who aren't farmers. Farming Today meets the Young Women in Poultry Production Group at 6:15. Here's what's coming up at 9.
The Wreath Lectures 2024 with Dr. Gwen Adsed.
The second lecture is called But Aren't They All Evil? I'm posing this because it's a question I'm often asked about perpetrators of violence.
The forensic psychiatrist continues Four Questions About Violence by exploring our notions of evil.
I'm setting out some ideas about how that might be different from the people that I work with in places like Broadmoor and in prisons.
The Wreath Lectures 2024, hosted by me, Anita Arnand, continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this morning at 9.
Now here's Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, 3rd of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Biscay 1022 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, south Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, backing southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, north becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then west, 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, 4 to 6, veering east or northeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber. North, 3 to 5, backing west, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Plymouth, Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 4 or less, becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Variable 4 or less, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 for a time. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South southeast 4, 24 miles, 1019 falling slowly. Stornoway. Southeast by south 3, 16 miles, 1019 falling slowly. Lerwick. Northwest 3, 32 miles, 1021 rising slowly. Lucas. West by north 1, 22 miles, 1022 steady. Bridlington. North by west 2, 1020 rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. northwest 5 miles 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic 11 miles 1020. Jersey northwest 3 22 miles 1021 steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic northwest 4 1021. Scilly Automatic southwest 1 19 miles 1021 falling slowly. Valentia 27 miles 1018 falling more slowly. Ronaldsway north 2 32 miles 1021 falling slowly. Malin Head south southeast 2 27 miles 1020 steady. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 3rd of December. General situation. A ridge of high pressure lies over the United Kingdom, bringing mostly light winds at first. A band of rain accompanied by gales arrives from the west later, moving east. Further gales or severe gales then arrive from the west later on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 4 or less, becoming south or southwest 5 to 7 later, then west 4 to 6 later. Showers, wintry in north, rain later. Good occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 4 or less. Showers, then rain in west. Good, occasionally moderate in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 4 or less. Showers, rain later in southwest. Good, occasionally moderate later in southwest. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Showers or rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later, then variable 4 or less later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Variable 2, becoming south or southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 3 or 4 later. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally moderate for a time. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 6 to gale 8 later, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 3rd of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The Prime Minister has insisted the UK won't have to choose between the US and the European Union when Donald Trump takes office. The government has set out new measures aimed at protecting victims of stalking in England and Wales. In business, Jaguar has unveiled its new luxury electric car. And in sport, the FA Cup third round draw will see Arsenal play Manchester United. Sir Keir Starmer has rejected suggestions that the UK must choose between closer ties with the United States or the European Union when Joe Biden leaves the White House. There's speculation that Donald Trump could launch a trade war against Europe, in effect forcing the UK to take sides. But in a speech setting out his foreign policy aims at the Lord Mayor's banquet in London, the Prime Minister pledged to strengthen links with both allies.
The idea that we must choose between our allies is plain wrong. I reject it utterly. Attlee did not choose between allies. Churchill did not choose. The national interest demands that we work with both.
There are fears a fragile ceasefire in Lebanon could collapse after Israel and Hezbollah launched attacks against each other yesterday. The Lebanese health ministry says Israeli airstrikes on two villages killed at least 9 people. Israel says it targeted Hezbollah rocket launches in response to a mortar attack on an army post. The government has revealed a range of new measures to tackle stalking in England and Wales. They include the right of victims to know the identity of their online stalkers, making stalking protection orders more widely available and tougher punishments for offenders. Scotland's public spending watchdog is warning that difficult decisions will need to be taken in the NHS, which could include stopping some services altogether. The Audit Scotland report said fundamental change was needed because of a worsening financial position, growing demand and performance issues. Scotland's First Minister, John Swinney, said his government was undertaking reforms to improve productivity. A Second World War veteran has urged Sir Keir Starmer to end what she describes as a brutal policy of freezing the pensions of some elderly people who move overseas. Almost 500,000 people are thought to be living in countries where they're not legally entitled to an annual rise in their payments. Anne Puckridge, who's about to turn 100, has travelled from her home in Canada to discuss the issue with the pensions minister. She says she hasn't had a pension increase since she emigrated in 2001.
It affects every aspect of your life. You've got to be careful about entertainment. You've got to remember that you can't be as kind to your grandchildren as you would like to be. You feel you've lost all sense of dignity, that the government has thrown you away. It is the